There's a national shortage of blood culture bottles, which medical teams routinely use to check for infections in a patient's blood. Last week, federal health agencies sent out alerts to hospitals and healthcare providers around the country. WHYY's Alan Yu has this story on how local hospitals are dealing with the situation.
Blood culture bottles contain a solution that helps bacteria grow. Doctors use them to test patients' blood if they suspect a bloodstream infection. These bottles are also designed to work in a specific testing machine, which many hospitals around the country use. A few weeks ago, the company that makes the bottles and the machine said they have a problem with the supply of plastic. Now, hospitals in the region are dealing with the fallout. Brett Gilbert is an infectious disease specialist at Mainline Health, which has five hospitals in southeastern Pennsylvania. He oversees infection control for the health system.
It's a rapidly evolving issue because we don't know week to week necessarily what our supply is going to be.
He says ever since Mainline Health heard about this issue weeks ago, they started conserving these bottles. For example, they are saving them for the people who could have serious infections and need these tests the most. They are also making sure that medical staff collect enough blood for every bottle so that no bottle is wasted. Other hospitals in the area are doing the same. The manufacturer said they hope to have an update by September. One alternative is to start using glass bottles instead of plastic. Alan Yu, WHYY News.